Hello?
Hola, phone?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Really, I'm calling with Local Flash. How are you?
I'm good. Who is this?
My name's Lily. I'm calling with Local
Flash.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Sorry to bother you. I just wanted to call you like I promised. I'm not sure if you had questions for me right now or...
Yeah, I did. I have. I wanted to ask you a few things.
Okay.
So I know what's going on.
Okay.
1 second.
Sure.
So you guys doing the SEO, right?
Your account includes
SEO?
Local SEO, yes.
That's Google search?
On map.
Google Map?
Yes.
Okay. And you do it on top of, you do it through my business account? My business Google account?
Yes, we manage the Google profile, the business profile, correct.
Because when I get into my business profile, mm-hmm. I see like add interior photo, get more reviews, I understand. Create an offer. You don't create an offer? Because they give me like updates what to do to improve my business, right? Add direction to your website. There is no direction.
Okay. Where are you seeing that again? In your client dashboard?
No, I see it in my Google Business account.
Okay. Let me pull up the profile. Hang on 1 second. All right. Okay. So I'm looking at your profile here, and I'm sorry. You said what's not showing on there?
You see, you have your business on Google, and then you have like, let me send you a picture of it.
Okay.
Do you see it?
Not yet. Still waiting for it. Okay, an SMS just came in. Let me go ahead and open it up here. 1 second. Okay, here we go. So, let me see what we have. Okay, so you have your... business profile. Okay, and what's your question about that?
You see, it says my turn on my ad. I know we spoke last time. I have an ad running. So you're running ads not through this, your Google ad and the Google verified. It's not for my account. It's from your account.
Correct. Yeah, the Google Verified does use this profile, but Google Ads are not created through your Google Business profile. So that's correct.
So the ads and the Verified, not related to, because I have it. So we currently have duplicate. You have mine, and you have whatever you created that you work on it. Right?
No, it's the same one. So that Google profile that you're sending me on that screenshot, That Google profile, so that's the one that is used with Google Verified, but we don't use it for Google Ads. We have our own database that creates all of the Google Ads accounts, so we don't use that profile. That's why you, that's why it'll tell you turn on your ads, but that's specifically because we don't create the ads through your Google profile.
Okay. So no the ads and no, and verified is verified through you because you need to work the ad. It's you. So you have duplicate of the ads and you have, you're running the ad from your system and you, the verify is from your system, right?
I think there's a misunderstanding. The Google verified campaign uses that same Google Maps listing, right? Because it needed to, like, for example, it, the, one of the requirements is that it needs to have at least 5 reviews, right? 5 good reviews. Okay, so that's where the reviews go. That's the same Google profile that's used for Google Verified. But for your Google Ads campaign, your paid ads that you have with us, those ads are you know, they're not pay per lead like Google Verified. It's pay per click. And we have our own system that we use to create your Google Ads campaigns. That's why in that screenshot, it says turn on your ads because it's referring to your Google Ads account, but because it's not used on that profile, that's why it says that. But it is the same Google profile that we have to, you know, for example, add the reviews as a requirement for Google Verified.
So you, like, link this profile to your ads and verify.
We don't link it. No, we have our own database. So we create our Google Ads for your account on our own database, and then we run them. Their Google Ads are not linked to the Google profile at all. So they're not, you know, they're not going to show you the Google profile. When you have Google Ads, the ads are created, and when they start, they go to your website. So it's two separate things.
Uh-huh. And Meta, like Facebook and Instagram, you used to do it for my account or from your account?
No, we never did anything with Instagram. If we ever toggled on the option to, you know, post the whatever posts were created on Facebook onto Instagram, that's an option that you have. But no. So on your Facebook page, if we ever did create posts, it would have been directly on your Facebook page. The ads that we run on Facebook are also in our own database, but they're linked to your Facebook page. So it's just it's a different way to run the ads because we can't, you know, for example, we can't add our payment system to your Facebook page and vice versa. We can't, you know, it's for security of your own information. So for Facebook, if we ever did create posts, then it would have been right on Facebook, but nothing on Instagram. Now, you do have the option to toggle on the post to appear on Instagram, but we don't actually go on your Instagram and post anything there.
Okay, I got you. And so far as the SEO, what's the mileage range that you do it?
There isn't a mileage range for local SEO. It's we add areas, so or what you know are referred to as service areas. So let me show you what we have here. Okay, we have I believe 8. So the service areas that we have for you are Altadena, California. Okay, we have Beverly Hills, Culver City, East Los Angeles, Los Angeles County, Los Angeles, and then there's a zip code here added 90027. Then there's Marina del Rey and Pasadena.
Okay, and then you see it in the keywords on the business information.
Are you there in your dashboard? You should be able to see your keywords there. Yes.
Oh, so I see Altadena. I don't need Altadena.
Those are service areas. Okay, you want us to remove Altadena?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go ahead and put in the request. One second. Any other areas that need to be added or removed?
Yeah. Can you add anything like 20 miles around my area?
Okay. So we can do that. But just to let you know, if it goes over 10 total, right now we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So if we add more than 2, it can affect your placement negatively. So I wouldn't suggest doing that because it's right now Google, for optimization purposes, is asking that we keep the service areas within, 5 to 10 maximum. Now, if you need to add more areas, then I would suggest adding counties instead of listing every city around you within 20 miles.
Yeah, so list that, like Los Angeles, all Los Angeles, Los Angeles County. Because now you have Los Angeles, but it's 90027.
Yeah, but we also have Los Angeles County. So does that cover the 20 miles within the around you?
I guess. I don't know. Can it be only Los Angeles without the zip code?
Yeah, we have that already. We also have, so we have Los Angeles. We have Los Angeles with the zip code, and then we have Los Angeles County.
Because I see East Los Angeles, Los Angeles County, and Los Angeles 90027.
Yeah, that also includes all of Los Angeles. If you'd like, we can go ahead and separate them so it's not confusing. But that's Los Angeles. So that's covering all of Los Angeles. Yeah, I'm just wondering if there's anything within 20 miles that's not covered in those areas. Is there another area that is not, Los Angeles that is within 20 miles?
Yeah, Baldwin Hills.
Baldwin Hills?
Yeah.
Okay, is that also Los Angeles County or is that a different county?
That's Los Angeles, yeah.
Okay, so that's still Los Angeles. Okay, but yeah. There's no areas within that 20 miles that's not covered by Los Angeles entirely, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just make sure that it's added separately, just so that there's no confusion. So you'll see it added onto that list. It'll just say Los Angeles.
Okay, and then Google categories, mm-hmm. I see you have three categories, general contractor, home builder, and remodeler.
General contractor, remodeler, and yes, I do see them.
Can you change it like to, 1 second.
Sure.
Like ADU builders, garage conversion, ADU contractor in LA, accessory dwelling unit, garage conversion Los Angeles. Can you do that?
No. So the categories are, we can only select from a list that Google gives us. So for all the ADU construction a keyword, they saw a general contractor. So there isn't a category specifically for those types of keywords. Those are just services listed under those categories.
All right. And then there is this, let me send you, I saw that picture. I was wondering.
Sure.
Can you provide something like that so I know that, because I'm getting, people call trying to, I text you another picture. People call trying to get business on digital marketing and all that. And then, do you see the picture that I sent you?
No, not yet. Just a second. Let me just refresh it. Okay, there it is. Let me go ahead and open it up. Okay. So what am I looking at here? I'm sorry.
So, I understood that this is like a test to check your SEO in your area, right? It's a tool to check your SEO in your area. Do you have some kind of a tool like that that I can check my business on it? Like check the SEO?
No, there isn't those tools could be created by any given company, but no, there isn't a way to, we don't have a tool like that to check your SEO. Everything is 100% optimized by our optimization team. So we don't have a tool where you could just list. Those are usually created by competitors. When they're trying to get you signed up and they're trying to sell you things, they will show you those tools, but those tools are like internally created by any company. Any company can create the tool to make it give whatever results it wants it to give it. So I'm not sure where you got that tool from, but we don't have a tool like that. We can tell you that everything is fully optimized. You can look within your Google profile. You can see your optimization score, but we don't have a tool like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Sure. No problem. I did already request the removal of Altadena, and then we're also adding Los Angeles by itself. And if there is anything else that, you know, I can help with, please feel free to give me a call at any time here. So I am your account manager, so I'll continue to keep an eye on your account.
Okay, Lily. Keep an eye on my account, please.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
All right, then. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful day. All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks.